Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Time Management's Big Three: Planning, Prioritization, and Delegation. Time management is the best kept secret of the rich. How is it that some people earn 100 times more than others? Is it because one is 100 times more intelligent than the other? No. Is it because one is 100 times more harder working? No. Is it because one is 100 times better educated? No. It is because the one is using his or her time more effectively. The one has learned how to master time management's big three disciplines. What are the big three time management disciplines? Answer: planning ahead, prioritization, and delegation. Most people don't. Most people don't plan ahead sufficiently. Most people don't prioritize their tasks correctly. Most people don't delegate effectively. As a result, they achieve only a tiny fraction of what they're capable of. Let's look at each of the big three in turn. 1. Planning ahead. Planning ahead is the art of projecting your mind forwards in time and asking two questions. 1. In 6 days, or 6 weeks, or 6 months, or years, how do I want things to be? And therefore, for that to happen, what are the 6 things I must do today? Planning ahead makes the biggest difference between those who win and those who don't. The best generals plan their military campaigns. The best politicians plan their election campaigns. The best salespeople plan their sales campaigns. Yet many people fail to plan ahead. Why do so many people fail to plan ahead? On our time management courses, I ask the non-planning delegates, why do you not plan ahead? I hear 3 common answers. 1. I've never really thought to. 2. There's no point planning because circumstances keep changing and they ruin my plan. 3. I haven't got time to plan. What is our response to the 3 objections? Well, 1. If you've never thought about it, then start thinking about it. 2. If circumstances keep changing, then modify your plan. Don't throw away your plan and leave your fate in the hands of others. 3. You do have time for planning. Everyone can find half an hour a day. The reason that you seem to have no time to plan ahead is because you're not planning ahead. So, copy these words down and memorize them. In 6 days, or weeks, or months, or years, how do I want things to be? And for that to happen, what 6 things do I have to do today? 2. Prioritization. Prioritization is the art of putting things into the correct order. You prioritize work by continually asking another 2 questions. Here they are. Is the current task the best use of my time? Yes or no? If no, then what is the best use of my time right now? Your goal in life is always to be occupied in the best use of your time. Never squander your time. Time is your most precious resource. You can recover lost money. You can recover lost health. You can even recover lost love. But you can never recover lost time. The moment you wake up in the morning, recognize that the clock is ticking, and now is the time for you to start adding value to yourself and others. Here is the meaning of life in 2 words. Add value. Add value to yourself and others. You're not paid for your time. You're not paid for your knowledge. You're not paid for your effort. You are paid in proportion to the perceived value that you can add to the lives of those people who are willing to pay for your product and service. Which is why Britney Spears earns more than a brain surgeon. Why does Britney Spears earn more than a brain surgeon? Because each day Britney Spears' music dance and image operates on the minds of millions of people, as opposed to the brain surgeon who can operate on the mind of only one person each day. So Britney Spears earns more because she adds more value per day to the marketplace. So ask yourself, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? If you could only do one of the things on your list of 6 items, then which one would it be? Number that one, number one. If you could only do one of the remaining 5 items on your list, then which one would it be? Number that one, number two, and so on. Do your best to stay on track and do only the most valuable things today that will bring you to your desired destination 6 months from now. 3. Delegation is the act of entrusting a task to another. You have to delegate because you are trying to do only the 6 most important things and not get hung up on the things that are not on that list of 6. But those other tasks still exist. They still have to be done, don't they? Well, here's a thought. Some of them don't need to be done. Some of the things you do don't need to be done. Start looking for things that you do that occupy your time and don't need to be done. Here is the list. Excessive gossip, office politics, listening to the news again, watching TV, reading magazines. All of the remainder, the other things that do need to be done, ask yourself this question. To whom can I delegate these tasks? Example. Delegate the shopping to Tesco's home delivery service. Don't waste your time shopping when, for £5, Mr. Sainsbury or Mr. Asda will deliver it to your door. For £8 an hour, delegate the cleaning to a cleaner, whilst you get on planning your sales campaign. Or for £10 an hour, delegate your gardening to a gardener, whilst you concentrate on your website redesign. Give the job to the guy who's the best person to do the job. Give the job to the girl who could use the experience. Give the job to the person who needs the job. Give the job to the person who doesn't have much in his tray right now. Give the job to the person who would enjoy doing it. But don't get bogged down performing the lower value short-range tasks. Try to keep your mind on the higher value, longer range tasks. Make this your new mantra. As much as is possible, I will delegate as many lower value tasks as I can. Here is another mantra for you to memorize. I will free myself from the act of being too busy in order that I can become more productive. Use your added hours to figure out how you could further improve your planning, prioritization, and delegation skills. Thank you.